From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the final portion of a message called The Holy War of Sanctification, part of this series in the book of Joshua. The text is found in verses 17 and 18 of chapter 17. By this time, the children of Israel had, for the most part, completed the conquest of Canaan. Yet each tribe still had to possess the land that had been allotted to them, for in each case pockets of resistance remained. Joshua exhorted the tribes of Ephraim, Manasseh, saying, Thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron, and though they be strong. During this message, Dr. Cairns has been applying these words to the Christian life. Those who are truly saved have to battle against sin throughout their earthly lives. These are the Canaanites, whose presence is a source of grief to every true believer. Some of these sins are deeply entrenched, symbolized by the iron chariots, and much effort is required to drive them out. The command to Israel was drive out all of them, and so it must be for the individual child of God. There must be no toying with sin, rather the believer is to flee from it. We are engaged in an unremitting war against sin. Yet, as the text intimates, the Canaanites could be driven out. The power of Christ is more than sufficient for this battle. Obviously, victory is possible only as we stay close to the Savior. Finally, we see that the Canaanites will be driven out. Ultimate victory is assured, because Christ has triumphed over Satan on the cross. We'll hear the conclusion of this message in a few minutes. First of all, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 2. I remember thee. Let us note that Christ delights to think upon his church and to look upon her beauty. As the bird returns often to its nest, and as the wayfarer hastens to his home, so does the mind continually pursue the object of its choice. We cannot look too often upon that face which we love. We desire always to have our precious things in our sight. It is even so with our Lord Jesus. From all eternity, his delights were with the sons of men. His thoughts rolled onward to the time when his elect should be born into the world. He viewed them in the mirror of his foreknowledge. In thy book, he says, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. When the world was set upon its pillars, he was there, and he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Many a time before his incarnation, he descended to this lower earth in the similitude of a man, on the plains of Mamre, by the brook Jabbok, beneath the walls of Jericho, and in the fiery furnace of Babylon, the Son of Man visited his people. Because his soul delighted in them, he could not rest away from them, for his heart longed after them. Never were they absent from his heart, for he had written their names upon his hands and graven them upon his side. As the breastplate containing the names of the tribes of Israel was the most brilliant ornament worn by the high priest, so the names of Christ's elect were his most precious jewels and glittered on his heart. We may often forget to meditate on the perfections of our Lord, but he never ceases to remember us. Let us chide ourselves for past forgetfulness, and pray for grace ever to bear him in fondest remembrance. Lord, paint upon the eyeballs of my soul the image of thy Son.
Creator of the galaxies, who is a babe. make the wilderness to bloom, and in the desert sand, provide the gentle soaking rain, refreshing thirsty land. You said the
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Once again, we're happy to make available to you the quarterly LTBS magazine. The current issue includes a series of articles dealing with three pressing questions. Is the Bible really infallible? Did Christ really die as a substitute? And is hell really everlasting punishment? In addition, this issue contains a missionary focus on the island of Malta, as well as the testimony of a Christian woman who found that God's word brought her true comfort and strength as she dealt with the tragic loss of a beloved brother. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy this program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. If you are a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak and the programs have been used of the Lord in your life, perhaps you would be interested in how you can have a Free Presbyterian Church in your area. You may express your interest by contacting Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Our toll-free number is 866-877-5827. That's 866-877-5827. To learn more about the Christ-centered, biblically separated ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, please go to our website, www.fpcna.org. We would welcome your inquiries, and you may be assured of a prompt and courteous response.
I believe that a Christian, whatever his calling, whatever his job, should be on the job for Christ continually, always ready to give to any man who asks an answer and a reason for the hope that lies within him. I've told you before of an old friend of mine who was a driver, used to drive one of these great semis that was carrying tons and tons of fuel from here to there across the country. Didn't matter where he went. If he was caught in a traffic jam and he had to get out, he would talk to somebody about the Lord. When he was asked to do a bit of driving that was particularly dangerous, to get fuel in a very, very severe weather pattern into a town called Rathfrieland. In Northern Ireland, it's called Rathfrieland on the Hill because you've got to go up a terrible incline to get to the town, no matter which direction you come from. One driver had tried and failed. It's enough to wreck a man's nerve. Sheet ice. If this thing stops on this hill, you start going back, you're possibly going to your death. But there are hospitals up there. They need the fuel. Will you go? I'll go. But first I'll use going as a way to witness to an ungodly manager of Christ. It doesn't matter what a Christian's job is. He should be on the job for Jesus. But oh, there are Christians today, and they've so got their eyes on the world, on the enemy, on their sin. They have lost the vision of Christ. Lost the vision of Christ. They have no heart for the war. They want to give up. want to be comfortable, want to be an onlooker in the things of God, a spectator in the great fight of faith. In some cases, it seems profitable to do that. The Israelites, you know, put some of these Canaanite tribes under tribute. They started to make money out of them. It's a terrible thing when Christians start making money out of their sin. Why do we suffer defeat? The enemy says that the Lord says the enemy should be driven out. He told them he could be driven out. But thank God, there is the final great thought that the Canaanites would be driven out. The word shall is a sovereign imperative. Gives us a complete assurance. Despite temporary failures, the text is saying that the Israel of God will drive out all the Canaanites. This was anticipating the day when Israel would have uncontested possession of the whole land. That day has not yet arisen. But believe me, it will arise. It will come. And spiritually, Christ has bought us perfect redemption. His purpose is our entire deliverance. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3, verse 8. That's why he was manifested. That's his purpose. The purpose of God is shown in Romans 8, 28 to 30. And where does it lead? Whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he glorified. There's no slip between the cup and the lip. God says, when I call you, I justify you. When I justify you, I glorify you. God's justified people will be glorified. The day of the redemption of the body is coming. The total, sinless, uncontested possession of all that is in Christ for all eternity. That's the future for the people of God. He'll finally bring us to that sinless perfection that John spoke of. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall be like him. Today, we need to lay hold on this eternal life. We need to be as like to Christ as Murray McShane used to pray, as holy as it's possible for a saved sinner to be. But then we shall be entirely like Christ, without sin. And that in itself should encourage us to battle sin here and now. What did Paul say? Philippians 3:21. The Lord Jesus Christ shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Notice the future and the present are brought right side by side here. The day is coming when this vile body will be made like unto Christ's glorious body. But how do I know that? Because Christ is already working. He is now able to subdue all things to himself. It would be a strange kind of faith in a strange kind of Savior that give us the confidence that he's going to subdue everything to himself, but he has no power to subdue anything today. It's not the Christ of the Bible. He now has power. And the vision of the coming sinless perfection of the saints is a great encouragement for us to pursue holiness now unto the Lord. Christ has purchased great things for us. I want you to understand that. To be a Christian is to be given the greatest dignity that God can give to any creature. A dignity that even angels cannot share. God has given us a full provision. All that Christ has purchased for us will be ours. Our glorification is certain. it's secure. Until then, let us pursue sanctification, which Paul calls holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. May God give us to be more than conquerors in the holy war of personal sanctification. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Just a moment, the meeting will be over. You'll be free to leave. Perhaps you're here today and you haven't even started in the war of sanctification because you've never been to Christ. You're still in sin. The invitation of the gospel is simple, urgent, impressive, and honest. Jesus Christ calls you to himself. Peter said, repent and be converted. Paul cried, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. If you're not saved today, let me plead with you to come to Christ. If you are a Christian, let me ask you, how's the battle going? How is the battle going today? I think many of us have to mourn. Lord, we're in retreat. I'm not living in the victory that once I knew. I'm not living in the victory that I know I should have. Let's bring out the Canaanites today. Identify them. And then deal with them. Bring them to the cross. Plead the blood. There's forgiveness. There's restoration. Thank God there's victory. What a joy for a Christian to be driving out the Canaanites. What a joy for a Christian to take the sword of the Spirit and apply it to his own heart. Cut away his own flesh. What a joy for a Christian to lay hold even now in some measure upon that ultimate victory which is ours in Christ. May God bless his word to your heart. If I can help you in the things of God, I'm here as your servant for Christ's sake. Let's take the word to our hearts today. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Father in heaven, use thy word. Bring the lost to the Savior. Bring saints to the victory. Thank God we have a mighty Savior. Bless God, he came to destroy the works of the devil. Destroy every stronghold of sin in our being. Oh God, we would echo McShane's desire. Make us as holy as it is possible for saved sinners to be. Hear our prayer. Give us humble hearts, honest hearts, heedful hearts. God, grant that we'll go from this house today with an honest desire and a God-given faith to obey thee. Oh, that our steps were directed to keep thy statutes. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. Be the abiding portion of all thy church. And as we continue to battle till that day dawns and the shadows flee away, keep us more than conquerors through him that loved us. For it is in his name and through the merits of his precious blood we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.